Lord, we ask that you bless your word today. Bless the listeners, the hearers, the doers, in Jesus' name. The word today, Matthew chapter 11. We find that Jesus had commanded his disciples, and he began to command them, and he departed to teach and preach in the cities. He was doing the work of an evangelist. And John, at this time, who had been preaching the gospel of repentance to the people, was in jail. And John wanted to know, is this the Christ? Is this the one that was spoken of, or do we look for another? So Jesus began to tell his disciples, I want you to go and I want you to show John again those things which you do hear and see. Hallelujah. And so he began to say, in other words, the blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. This was significant in such that Jesus began to say, I want you to go and tell John, I want you to show him what this gospel is about. Amen. He said, I want you to show him what is taking place, what you do here. Amen. What words have been spoken. Amen. I believe the word of God says that my words are spirit and life. Amen. And I want you to show John's the things that are happening. Hallelujah, somebody. And so Jesus began to say that blessed is the ones that don't get taken offense. I know you're not used to seeing people get up out of the casket. Amen. It might make some undertakers upset, might make them shaky. You're not used to seeing the lame walk on the Sabbath, because Jesus was so radical. Amen. He was so unconventional. He was so unpredictable. Amen. You're not used to seeing people coming into the sanctuary and turning the tables over. Amen. And telling the truth, saying that my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you making merchandise. You got tables set up. He said, I know you're not used to this. He said, but you go and tell John what I'm about. Amen. You tell John he don't have to worry that I'm taking a stick now. You go and tell him what is taking place in this hour. In other words, I want you to go and tell him what signs are following. Hallelujah. And he said, now other people are going to be offended at what I'm doing, because why? I'm not doing it like they are doing it, but I'm doing it according to what the Father has given me. And so Jesus, when he began to tell them, he said, the disciples, he began to tell a multitude, because they were so, some of them was aghast at how God would use his son to go and spit on the ground and take it and make a paste of it and then put it on a man's eyes and tell him to wash. In other words, I want you to go and do something. I want you to move. You know, your faith and your works are going to cause this thing to take place. Amen. As he began to tell the lepers, he said, I want you to go and show yourself. In other words, I know that it looks like you got leprosy on you right now, but I want you to go and show yourself to the priest. I want you to go and show them that you have been cleansed. Amen. And it's going to take faith, even as Jesus began to tell us to do some unconventional things in this hour. It's going to take faith to move God in this hour. Amen. He's going to cause us to go down and lay hands on the sick. Even though it's not in our power, we have to realize that Jesus has given us power to do these things. So it was significant that Jesus was an example of what is going to take place in this last and even hour. Amen. To the believer. And so he began to tell the multitude. He said, what you came out here for? Amen. He said, you came out to see somebody in silk and satin. He said, all those kind of people, they're in kings' palaces. He said, I didn't come to do that. He said, I didn't come to make it easy. Hallelujah. But I came to do my father's business. At the age of 12, he even told his mom and his father and his aunt and his other relatives, he said, what? It's about time for me to be about my father's business. And so it is in this hour, amen. We don't have time to lollygag and all the rigmarole in king's palaces and trying to make things so smooth. We have to be about God's business. And so Jesus began to tell his disciples, he said, I want you to go, and I want you to go and tell them. I want you to go and tell John. I want you to show John what I'm doing. Amen. And he began to think about this thing. He says, what? From the days of all men that's been born of women, and there's never been any greater than John the Baptist until now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so he said in verse 12, he said, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. Amen. First of all, the kingdom suffered violence. Amen. Why? Because John came with a gospel that will prepare the way. Amen. For your deliverance. Amen. He told them how to be clean. He told them how to sanctify themselves. He told them how to turn away from their sins. He told them to believe on the one that was coming after him. He said, but I'm not the one that's going to come, one that's after me. Are you the one? And Jesus says, you go and show him. John, were you able to cast out devils? John, were you able to cause a lame to walk? John, were you able to make the blind to see? He said, you go and tell them. Up until the time of John the Baptist, and he wasn't putting John down because John had already decided. He said, what? I must decrease that you might increase. Hallelujah. He had already decided that this thing had to take place. You know, we have to know when it's our time to sit down and it's the next time for the other person to come up. So Jesus began to tell them, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. Amen. Now it's one thing to have violence inflicted upon you. They were suffering violence, but now the power has come. He said, and the violent taketh it by force. He said, it's over now. Hallelujah. It's over now. The power has come, and it's over now. And so even as Jesus began to tell his disciples over in the book of Mark, amen, they were upset that Jesus was going away, amen. They had been with him for 3.5 years, and they had seen him cast out devils, amen. They had seen him lay hands on the sick. They were with him when Jairus' daughter came back to life, amen. They was with him when he said, Talitha come nigh, amen. And she came back to alive. They were with him when he broke bread. They saw him when he went through. They were with him, hallelujah. And Jesus began to tell his disciples over in Mark, he said, don't be upset. Over in Luke, he began to tell them. He said, I'm going to send you back the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. He began to tell them in the book of Acts. He said, I want you to go into Jerusalem and wait on the promise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Acts 1 and 8 said, after the Holy Ghost, which is a promise, amen, has come upon you, you shall have power to witness in Judea and Samaria and Jerusalem and to the utmost parts of the world. And I want to tell you, God has left us a promise of the power. He has left us the Holy Ghost. He began to tell Nicodemus, when Nicodemus began to say, I know no man can do these things except God be with them. I know no man can do what you have done. I've seen what you did. I've seen how you've caused a multitude to be fed. No man can do this. I want to know about the power. And I tell you, Jesus began to tell Nicodemus, except you be born of the water, except you be born of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. He said, well, how can I be born when I'm old, when I got my old ways, when I got my way of doing things, when I can't put this other man down, when I'm engrafted in my cigarettes, when I'm engrafted in homosexuality, when I'm engrafted in all of these sins, when I can't stop lying. Paul said, when I thought to do good, evil was always present. And Jesus began to say, you must be born again. If you want to see Jesus, if you want to have power, you're going to have to be born again. And that birth takes place with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Being born again. In other words, Jesus began to tell them, after this baptism take place. And somebody said, well, I still don't understand. He said, first you got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So you can't go nowhere except you believe that Jesus was born of a woman, but conceived of the Holy Ghost. That thing that was in her, as Luke began to describe, the thing that was in Mary was conceived of the Holy Ghost. His father Joseph was just there as a stepfather, amen. But the thing that was inside of Mary was conceived of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, somebody. You must believe that of the Immaculate Conception, that Jesus was born not of sin as everyone else, but was born of the Holy Ghost so that he could become a sacrifice, so that he could take the place of the bulls and the heifers and the goats, amen. See, back in the days, they would take animals because a goat never lied. A goat never spoke evil. A goat never stole anything. So they took something that was blameless, without sin, without blemish, and they used it as a substitute to cover the sins for the world. But the Bible says that they had to continually do this. And so God looked down and he said, I love the world so much that I'm going to send a sacrifice. And he looked, and he looked on this woman, Mary, this young woman named Mary, and he sent Gabriel and brought the word to her, and she conceived this word of the Holy Ghost. And when he came forth in 9 months, his name was called Jesus, for he came to save his people from their sins. But the Bible says that he went to his own, and his own received him not. He went to the Jews. But then he said, but to as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. And so God has sent the power for us to receive, that we might become sons of God in his likeness and in his form and in his power. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. See, the same works that he told his disciples to tell John, who was in prison. He said, you go show him the things you hear and you see. He said, the same words I'm going to give them to my disciples. According to Mark 16:60, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. Hallelujah. I want to ask the believers today, are you exercising your power? Hallelujah. Jesus said that I'm going to give you power. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost power to be witnesses. But not only that, I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost power so that you will be a sign in the earth. He said, in my name, hallelujah, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with other tongues. Hallelujah. In other words, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? So you have to go further than just believing. You must receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. And not only that, he said, they shall take up serpents, hallelujah, so that no weapon that is formed against you will be able to prosper, no matter what the enemy has come to do to prevent you. He said, up until John, we was at the mercy of God. He said, but after John, he said, the power has come now that you can put Satan under your feet. This is the advantage of having the Holy Ghost, that you can cause demons to be subject to you. And he said, told his disciples, he said, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. Hallelujah. Have you laid hands on anybody? You don't have to be an apostle. You don't have to be a prophet. You don't have to be a teacher or evangelist. Hallelujah. To lay hands on the sick. The word of God said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Believe what? Believe that you have the power to cause these things into existence. You have power to cause cancer to be removed. I believe somebody's catching faith today. You have the power to tell the diabetes to be released from the body. You have the power to cause finances to correct your spending habits. You have the power to cause peace to come into the house. You have power to cause homes to come back, to restore souls. It's the word that we preach today. It's even in your mouth. You have the creative power that Jesus had when he spoke in the beginning, and he said, in the beginning God said, let there be, and it was. He gave us the same power to speak things into existence. Hallelujah. He said, you shall lay hands on the sick, whether it be mental sickness, whether it be physical or financial sickness. He said, you have power to lay hands on the sick, and not only that, they shall recover. Hallelujah. I said, they shall recover. No, maybe, but they shall recover. Do you believe that today? Hallelujah. He said, if you believe that, these signs are going to follow you. I want to challenge every Christian today. I want to challenge every believer today to begin to let those signs follow you. He said that even in the last days, he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's some of the things that's going to take place in this hour. That's some of the signs that are going to follow in this hour. Hallelujah. We are not defeated. Hallelujah. You have to say to your problems today, this is the end. It's up until John. The kingdom suffered violence. You got to know that you're in the kingdom now. Hallelujah. And you're going to take your ministry by force. You're going to take authority in your houses by force. You're going to take back your marriage by force. Hallelujah. What is the force? The force is the power of the Holy Ghost. The force is a power that the enemy can't stand up against. The force is a power that lies within you. Why? Because Jesus has given you the power to speak to your circumstance. Not to say, go and have someone to speak. The power is in you today to speak to those children. I don't care where, how far, and where the enemy has taken. You have the power up until now. You might not have known, but up until now, your kingdom, you're in the kingdom, and it suffered violence. But Jesus is saying, by the power of the Holy Ghost, you have the authority to speak to your situation. You have the authority. Even the pastors in this city, and those that were here over the internet and over the waves, how clicks and confusion come into the house of God. You have the power and authority to speak peace to the situation. I'll tell you, you have power. Oh God, we have to know today that we speak deliverance. We speak deliverance. Your ministry might have been stunted, but you have to say, I'm breaking free. Up until now, up until just a few minutes ago, but I decree the power that is in me. I speak to my finances. I speak to my marriage. I speak to my children. I speak to my job. I speak to the situation. Why? Because God is giving you power. And it's in Jesus' name. It's in the Holy Ghost. It's in your mouth. It's in you today. The power of the Holy Ghost. I don't know why you wouldn't want it. The power to overcome. Greater is he that is in you. Greater. Hallelujah. You have overcome them. You have overcome the world, little children. Because greater. I said greater is he that is in you. That is in the world. What is in the world? The situation. Weakness is in the world. But the power that is the Holy Ghost is in you. Greater, greater, I say, than any problem. Greater than any disappointment. Your husband might have walked off from you. Oh, your bills might be due today. You might have just lost your job. But I want you to know, greater is the power that is in you than he that is in the world. What is in the world? The pride of life, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh. But the Holy Ghost is in you. You gotta reach down and pull it out and say, Jesus, Jesus, I thank you for my joy. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for my job. I thank you for my family. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you because my name is written down in the book of life. You may come in and steal. You may have come in and stolen as a thief. The Bible says that the thief cometh but for to kill, steal, and destroy. Up until now, but now the kingdom has been restored. I didn't say it's been restored. He's restoring what the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the locust has eaten up, and the kingdom is being taken by violence, not by violence, but by force, by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. That's on the inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have the power. We are the believers today. We are the force. We have the power. The enemy is under our feet. We are not defeated. I don't care what it looks like. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't care what the devil says. I don't care what the report says. Jesus said, you are healed today. You are delivered today. You are set free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are delivered today. Hallelujah. I thank God that he's given us the victory. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're living beneath your privilege today. I want to pray with you today. And I want you to find a church, because I'm an evangelist. And I'm just over there. But you need to find a church to go to. You need to find a shepherd. He sets these in that body of Christ, pastors, to edify the church. Amen. The TV is so good. Okay. The radio is so good. Okay. But you need a shepherd. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you instructions today. He said that if you believe today that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that God has raised him from the dead, that if you confess with your mouth this and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. As simple as that. Amen. And if you repent, according to Acts 2:38, I give this formula because it's so direct. Repent, meaning, Lord, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I'm not a sinner because of what I did. I'm a sinner because I was born in sin, shaping iniquity by my forefathers, Adam and Eve. All sin comes short of the glory of God. And when you say, Lord, forgive me for my sins, meaning, Lord, forgive me, and repent and say I disassociate myself with sin, with the wrong. Hallelujah. This is repenting, turning away from the evil, not trying to run with the same crowd, not trying to do the same thing. He said, if you sanctify yourself, I'll sanctify you. I clean you up totally. But you got to do something. Hallelujah. The lepers, he said, go and show yourself. They had to go. And that when they went, they were being clean. You're going to have to do something. Amen. You're going to have to make a change. Amen. Repent and be baptized of the water and the Spirit, meaning to go down in water, believing that when you go down in water, it is a sign that you are going down as an old creature and you're coming up as a new creature. You're coming up as a